Every day you play the role of governor to the king, when you get to oversee the development of recently acquired lands on the outskirts of the realm. Unless today's the day you play Kingsburg. Today's board game briefing brought to you by Boardroom Gamer. The board included with this game has 18 different spaces, each numbered 1 through 18. These spaces represent different advisors to the king, and each advisor has varying resources, or information or bonuses to share with you, assuming you're able to get them to lend their ear. To do this, each turn you and your opponents, fellow governors, or rival governors if that works for you, will roll 3 dice. You can choose how to use these dice to influence any of the 18 advisors that match the sum of the dice you spin. For example, if you roll a 3 and 2 4s, you'd have a combined total of 11. But you can use those 3 dice in any way you choose. You can spend just the 3 and have 2 4s left over when it comes your turn, or you can spend all 3 dice on the 11 space on your first round and take a higher reward. Keep a careful eye on your opponent's die, as sometimes you can secure spaces before they get a chance, thus stifling their production this round. Once all players have their dice placed, it's time to harvest your rewards, starting with the lowest number 1 and working your way up to 18. Once all resources have been gathered from the advisors, you move on to constructing buildings. This is where you get to customize your player board by building from left to right, anything you choose and you have the resources to construct. Will your board be militaristic to fend off attacking monsters during the winter? Perhaps you'd rather build statues, chapels, and churches for high point value buildings with less focus on defense. There are so many ways to customize your building board, it's crazy. You'll have 3 production building phases per round, or year, and then at the end of each year, a monster will raid your kingdom. You'll need to have an army presence or suffer those raid penalties. Keep playing in this manner for 5 years and add up your victory points. Whoever has the most points will be rewarded with a seat among the king's most trusted advisors. My quick thoughts on this. The art on the original game is great. I'm not a fan of the dulled-down look of the newer version, but the gameplay is the same, but the original just seems so colorful and vibrant. Now, I always have a lot of fun when I play this game. It's easy to teach and easy to play. I've played this with a 10-year-old and even they understood it. There can be a bit of play blocking where you find yourself or your opponents missing out on production from time to time for the sole fact that everybody might need the same resources. It just happens. So if that's a thorn in your paw, you may want to stay away from this game. That little bit aside, this game is totally fun, simple, easy to play, easy to set up. Lots of positive things to say about Kingsburg. Today's board game briefing. Sounds and music provided by JMR Sounds. Visit jmrsounds.com for your custom audio experience.